Will you pray with me, please? God, we pray that your love come over us. We pray that you open our hearts so that we can feel and experience and share that love. Amen. So here we are, the fourth Sunday of Advent. You know it's the fourth Sunday because we now have four banners. And because of that increasing sense of anxiety that's in your stomach because Christmas is about to happen, right? That's how you know it's the fourth Sunday of Advent. Christmas is 1 week away, six shopping days. I really like Converse sneakers, just putting that out there, size 8. Are we ready for Christmas? Are you ready for it? Mealy, are you ready for Christmas? Yeah? Yeah, she's sending them away. All right. What does it mean to be ready for Christmas? All kinds of people, everywhere you go, are saying right now, so, are you ready for Christmas? Last night we had a wonderful Christmas concert. We got to experience a little bit of Christmas and experience it in a new way. We celebrated, we heard a story that many of us have never heard of the fourth wise man. We ate desserts, felt kind of ready. Right? But are we ready? Because we got here last night and we were ready for a concert. Yeah? And then somewhere down the street someone hit a pole and the whole neighborhood went dark. And we were still ready for a concert, but we didn't know what we were going to do, right, as we all had our little cell phone flashlights and things. That's kind of how Christmas goes, right? You make your plans, you have this idea of how it's going to go, and then the lights go out or some other thing happens or you didn't know you had to thaw the turkey before you put it in the oven or whatever kind of thing. Right? And then inevitably in most families, at least one person has a meltdown and says, Christmas is ruined. Right? Has anyone in here ever said the words, Christmas is ruined? No? Am I like the only dramatic, melodramatic crying person on Christmas? Okay. Well, trust me, it happens. And here's how Christmas gets ruined, because Christmas can get ruined. But it doesn't get ruined by things going wrong. It doesn't get ruined when a car hits a pole and we lose our power. It gets ruined when we get so caught up in perfection that we can't appreciate the Christmas stuff, the Christmas mess that is all around us. Somehow, in the last 2,000 years, Christmas became a thing that we are supposed to get perfect. And here's the thing about Christmas that I just need to point out is that Christmas is a mess. And this beautiful little white statue we have here of Mary, where she looks so holy and lovely, that is not what she looked like on Christmas. Right? And in all the piety that surrounds this holiday, we forget that there is a young woman who is unmarried and terrified on a donkey, going to a barn, nowhere else to go, and giving birth. And that is a mess. On hay, Sierra just said. So it's so easy to forget that and to get so caught up in having just the perfect decorations and just the perfect songs and the perfect ceremonies and liturgies that we forget about this scared kid. We've heard this story hundreds of times, but think about it. This very, very young woman, this teenage girl, she's going to get married. She's betrothed, which means a marriage level of commitment while not yet living with her spouse. And then, surprise, she's pregnant. Joseph, being a decent guy, was going to just quietly dismiss her instead of publicly shaming her. Of all the various possibilities of what could have happened to Mary, really a private dismissal was the best option. So that's what he was doing to be respectable. But then he has a dream. And in that dream, he is told, this is meant to be. You are meant to raise this baby. Now, I don't know about you, but like, dreams are crazy, right? So here we have Mary, who's pregnant, and she's totally a mess, right? It's like, you know, she's doesn't know what she's doing. She's getting ready to give birth. Joseph has decided to stick it out and see what's going to happen. This is not the story of perfection. This is the story of chaos. And here's what we need to get about love, about this unknown love, that Jesus could have come to anyone. Jesus could have come into a perfect situation, but didn't. Jesus came into a mess. Jesus was born into scandal, and there's a reason for it. This is not accidental. And it's not just because in the Hebrew scriptures it said that the child would be born to a virgin. There is more of a lesson in this about who we are and what we are meant to be and how we judge ourselves. We are not meant to be perfect. And Christmas is the best time to remember that we are not meant to be perfect, that we are not meant to be respectable, that we are not meant to always get it right, that sometimes we are a pregnant teenager riding on a donkey, going into a barn, and as lovely as the little statue is, that's not the reality of Christmas. We have to have cracks in that story. We have to have these broken pieces, these scandalous events, because that's where the grace gets in. Where does grace get into your story? How many of us over the years have gone to our various Christmas gatherings and events and concerts and family dinners and stuffed away all the imperfect stuff and said, okay, just for this one day, let's just have it all be normal? But there is no normal, of course. There's just this projection of normal that we hope to God nobody can see through. We keep hearing this time of year that there is a war on Christmas. And guess what? There absolutely is a war on Christmas, but it is not in the form of a Starbucks cup or someone saying happy holidays because, God forbid, they celebrate some different holiday. As our kids reminded us this morning, there are a lot of holidays happening right now. The war on Christmas is about how people understand Christmas, how people interpret Christmas, and the stress and the heartache and the fear and the anger that gets shoved into this one day. The war on Christmas is real when we think that Christmas has to be perfect, when we think that we have to be perfect to experience the love of God. There is love that we don't understand, love that we don't know. And that is why Christ came into the world. Christ could have come here so many ways. Think about that. Think about this story that you've heard hundreds of times and maybe take for granted, like that's just the story we hear. Why come into chaos and mess if not to bring something? The unexpected, the terrifying, the upsetting, these are signs of God's work. These are signs of God's love. We just don't realize it. So we hear that Jesus is coming to save his people from sin. What does that mean? What does it mean to be saved? What does it mean when someone comes up to you at a shopping mall and says, "Are you saved?" I saw a video of someone screaming at children, "Santa's not real!" at a shopping mall on Facebook, trying to save them. by scaring them about Santa. What kind of salvation is that? What kind of salvation do we need if that is what saved looks like? Who saved you in your life? And I'm not talking about convincing you about some story, as true as it may be. It's not in the story, it's in the real experience. So in your life, who reached out to you in your moment of desperation? Who reached out to you in those moments that so many of us have had where life does not feel worth living? That's where salvation takes place. And that is why Jesus was born into mess and chaos instead of perfection, so that it can speak to us in our lives, which are chaotic and messy. The perfection of Christmas is in that mess. It's in knowing that we are saved, and we are saved, and we are saved again and again because we keep messing up, and that we are here to save other people. There are so many times in our lives that we have the opportunity to save someone. And I'm not talking about heaven or hell. I'm talking about the hell that we create here on earth, the suffering that so many of us have, and in that we want Christmas to be perfect, and we want to look perfect, and we want to have just the right sweater and all of that. We get lost and need to be saved. And so instead of reaching out, we have one more drink, which becomes 10 more drinks. We start smoking things. We start trying to find an answer to the loneliness in our hearts by taking our clothes off. Right? I mean, let's get real. This is also what happens around Christmas time. We're so scared and so in need of being saved, and we don't even know what we need to be saved from, so we cling to whatever comfort is right there. So what happens instead, if we recall that our salvation isn't only in this book, although it is. This book is the starting place, not the ending place. The place where you go from. What happens if we remember that our salvation doesn't happen in these seats, but out in the street where people need us much more? What happens if we decide to live in the chaos and the mess and say, this is perfection in all of its glory. Even if we didn't wrap the presents right, we forgot someone, the food is gross, whatever happens. Christmas is not ruined. Christmas can be saved because people can always be saved. Think about Mary. What God asked her to do was terrifying and upsetting. What is God asking us to do? What is it that you are hoping God is not asking you to do? That is definitely something to consider on this week leading up to Christmas. How is God asking you to save God's people? To step out and take a risk, even knowing that you may stumble? We have empty seats when you look around. There are so many people who need to be here, who need to experience the love that is in this place. There are people who are scared that they're too much of a mess. And salvation comes when we admit that we are all a mess, but we can struggle through it together. So Mary and Joseph, they stumbled. They stumbled into their first Christmas, not sure what they were doing. They stumbled to deal with this new baby. As any parent can tell you, you don't know what you're doing. They weren't sure what was to become of them. They weren't sure what they were going to do. But they stepped out in faith and stumbled toward unknown love. And that is the example of Christmas. That is what we are to carry with us today as we stumble through this week, as we step out and we risk that unknown love. Amen.